Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. We're going to have someone, one of our friends, come and talk with us about family law matters. And we've talked about getting a divorce and how to handle yourself before. So we're going to go into that a little bit further. And our friend today that's going to share with us also has done some work with domestic violence victims. And that definitely intrigued me about today's interview. The more I interview attorneys, the more we are seeing how much they do care and they're not out to take our money or do anything bad to us. And each time they come on our platform to talk about what they do and what matters most to them is to give you some insight that you're talking with a human just like you are, and they understand where you are and how to help you get out of that. So today I want to welcome our friend Scotty Lemon to This Needs to Be Said. Welcome, and how are you?
Hello, how are you doing? I am fine. This is Scotty Lemming with Family Law Matters.
Thank you so much for stopping by This Needs to Be Said. As I was reading over your information and preparing for our time together, I noticed that you've done some work with victims of domestic violence before joining the practice there. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I have actually done about 11 years of work with primarily victims of domestic violence here in Riverside County, and it's actually how I got contacted with Family Law Matters. They saw the work that I was doing and wanted to also bring me in here to help with domestic violence. I have a real passion for it, and unfortunately, here in Southern California, as in other places throughout the United States, there is more and more domestic violence taking place. In fact, I think one of the statistics is almost 95% of all reported abusive partnerships are between spouses or ex-spouses.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that your area of practice there?
I do quite a bit of that here because I do, like I said, have a passion for it, but I also take care of all other type of family law issues because, of course, domestic violence also is joined in with child custody issues, visitations, our survivors and victims needing support, needing to become independent on their own, and separate from their abusers.
Wow. With you saying that, it makes me wonder, how do you support someone if there's someone who's listening to our interview and they are in California and they need help? They feel like they are in a domestic violence situation and they need to separate from the spouse. I'm pulling this from the top of my head right now. What is their first step? I mean, are they calling you? And if so, what's that number? Or what do they do? Because I've heard, not necessarily in law practice, but if someone is, you know, in a domestic situation, how, you know, with their plan to escape. But in this, they're now involving an attorney, and I just wonder how that works. What do they do?
Right. Well, of course, I mean, they can contact us here at Family Law Matters at 951-587-0505, and we'll be more than happy to talk to them and discuss what their circumstances are and what kind of options are in front of them. But we're also very blessed here in at least the Riverside County, and I know San Diego County and Orange County also. We have what are called Family Justice Centers, and those are multi-partnership centers supported by our district attorneys and our sheriffs. And within those facilities, we have victims, we have alternatives victims for domestic violence, ADV. We have a safe at home program. We have victim witness advocates. And it is a one-stop location for victims of domestic violence to come in, to get counseling, to get support. They prepare restraining orders. If there's criminal matters pending, they can assist with relocation assistance. Verizon actually gives out cell phones for safety purposes. There's emergency shelters, housing, and food. So it really is a fantastic center that has been put on in Riverside County. We have two here. One is located in Murrieta, and that one's at 30045 Technology Drive, Suite 101. And their phone number is 951-304-5680. And the other one is located up in Riverside on Orange Street at 3900 Orange Street in Riverside. And their direct line is 951-955-6100. So I would recommend that anybody who even feels like they might be in an abusive relationship, that they're being controlled, that they're being cut off from support, their families, financially, reach out to either us or these justice centers, because that's exactly the type of people that we're here to help.
I am amazed at how much support is there. So definitely, with this interview is going to be recorded. You can go back and listen to it over and over, rewind it to get the information that Scotty has shared with us today. Now, as far as someone coming to work with you, Scotty, they're picking up the phone to call you. What are those things that they are calling you specifically for, and how do they prepare for that first call, a consultation with you?
Well, in all family law issues, and especially domestic violence issues, sometimes the victim, I like to call them survivors because they've made it through, and they're interested in protecting themselves and protecting their children. And sometimes that's what a parent needs. A parent needs to go ahead and focus on what's going to be best for their children. And they come in to see us, and we discuss what has been happening in the relationships, happening in the family unit. Many times they're feeling anger or fearful, or a lot of times they even feel guilty because they've returned over and over to the relationship, either because they want to try and do the best for their children, they don't want to dissolve the family unit, or because the perpetrator has them controlled and convinced that things will be different next time around. So it's just opening up the conversation. We do have certain scripts where people can start to actually recognize themselves in the domestic violence circle, which for people who aren't familiar with it is on the websites. It can be Googled, and basically the studies that have been done on it show that, you know, there is that relationship, and there starts to be control, and then there's some anger and there's some aggression, and then there might be an incident followed again by the honeymoon phase. So it's just this circle that keeps perpetuating it. And once someone is strong enough to step outside and speak to someone who's involved with the domestic violence symptoms and can give them some support, it's amazing how they can break free and become independent and find a really good, safe place for them and their children.
Not that I want anybody to ever experience this, but every time I speak with someone from your practice, I feel more and more comfortable with attorneys and having to reach out just to have things structured to help me to get back on my feet. Whenever I've talked with any of you all, the passion that you have for what you do is in the conversation. It's effortless. So if there is someone who's listening to this interview and you find that this is your situation, we have people for you to contact. I don't want anyone to ever have to go through this, but the reality of it is that there are people out here who need help. Now, I'm going to ask this question anyway, and you can let me know if this is a question that you can answer or not. But if there's someone that I know that is in what I would perceive to be a domestic violence situation, is there something that I can do?
Well, of course. I mean, first of all, just supporting them and letting them know that you're there for them and that you can talk with them, you could go with them to speak with somebody. Sometimes you can even do a little investigation for them. And like I had mentioned earlier, which is the domestic violence wheel, someone who's in the situation, when they see it on paper, see it face to face, and they can mark the boxes or say, yes, this has happened, yes, this has happened, yes, this has happened, they start to realize that they are in an abusive relationship and an unhealthy one. Many times people feel that it has to be physical, but that's not what the courts require to find an abusive relationship and to protect a person with a restraining order. Basically, it's what we call disturbing the peace of another person. And in this day and age, that can be done electronically. It can be done through social media. There can be all types of threats. All that's required is what we call a credible threat, which can be verbal or written communication. We see those more and more now in court with text. And it's just made with the intent to place that person with a reasonable fear. So the courts are very supportive of that. We've really all done here in the legal profession and in the courts done our due diligence and done our homework. We have more and more types of training to do. And especially here at Family Law Matters, I personally would be more than happy to speak with anybody and give them just some counsel and advice regarding where they could go for further support, if they need therapy, if they need shelter, if they need help. They can go to our website at www.temeculadivorce.com. We have two office locations. We have one here in Temecula, and then we have a new one that we just opened up in Corona. And, you know, we are here for people. I cannot emphasize enough that this is why after doing 11 years of domestic violence, I decided to come to Family Law Matters, because the attorneys here, the office staff, they really do care, and they know that this is the toughest time of someone's life, and they feel that it's their mission to help those people through it. So I'm very aware of the thoughts that some people have about attorneys, but, you know, I'm a grandmother, I'm a mother, and I care, and I want to be able to help people.
If you could feel my smile coming across the radio waves, like I said, and I meant this sincerely, each one of you that I have talked with from the practice has expressed some personal passion for helping people and how people feel comfortable with going where they need to get the help. We avoid the experts at all costs and until we can't do anything else. And you all have come repeatedly to say, hey, we're here, we care, and we're human, and we understand this is hard. Let us help you during this time. Scotty, it was a pleasure having you on today to talk with the This Needs to Be Said audience. You've already given the contact information before I could even ask for it. You were on top of that. So I'm looking forward to learning that you all are continuing to help more and more people, and I look forward to having another time to share with you. So until then, you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. You too.